It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. This is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And we go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien again from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing?
Doing all right, Rocco. Doing all right.
Great to hear, man. Great to hear. And I wanted to start with a really good write-up that you had in Tuesday's paper. It was all about Elyria Mayor Frank Whitfield, and he had this plan, this economic and social recovery plan. And again, I thought you had a really good detailed write-up about it. So what details can you share with us about this?
Well, Mayor Frank is a man with a plan, as they say. And his plan is Elyria's economic and social recovery plan, which he presented to the city council during a virtual meeting on Monday night. Whitfield called this, a very unique opportunity for the city to continue the recovery that it started last year in 2019 with, with a lot of the roads getting done, through issue six, with a lot of the school buildings either starting to go up or in process, a lot of the new school buildings for the Elyria City Schools. Some good news about, kind of on the edges of the city, Carvana coming in and Invacare deciding to do some more work out at their facility and kind of bring some more business into the city. This kind of was, there's several facets to this plan, and immediately some of the important stuff that happened the other night as well was some rearranging of some roles in the administration. Now Kevin Brubaker, who is currently Assistant Safety Service Director, is going to get elevated to Head Safety Service Director, if you will. And Derek Feuerstein, who currently is Safety Service Director, is going to move into an assistance role and take over with like a focus on human resources as he has recently gotten his human resources official certification. He will fill the void where former Human Resources Director Claudia Dillinger, when she left the city's employ in April to go do the same thing in Lakewood, Forrestine's going to take over for her. Also, Dawn Calvert, who's the Director of Economic Development and Business Services, her role kind of shifts into overseeing the city's building department and working with community development and engineering to basically streamline the process of business coming into the city when they come in and they want something rezoned or when they want something, a new building or finding them, a better building or finding them a place to expand. She's going to take on some of that role. So those are going to be sort of the heads of those certain roles coming up in the new year. As for the plan, which wasn't entirely fleshed out in detail, what you're going to see is very generally goals for the city's economy. You're going to see what's called the Skill City Initiative, which is a partnership with Lorain County Community College, and that's a means by which the city will try to help people get training to get new jobs, and then hopefully maybe even hire some of those people as other people retire or move on to other, city employees retire and move on to other employment down the line. They also want to create a community development corporation to help revitalize downtown Elyria. A $65,000 grant from the Nord Family Foundation is going to help out with creating that. Additionally, under sort of the heading of transforming and recovery of our community, Mayor Whitfield wants to develop additional walking trails and parks for independent activity, for active seniors, for youth, better childcare, dedicating more space for people to kind of be absorbed into the community, as well as to have programs, have events, as the pandemic, sort of winds down and as we start to come out of that, there will be spaces for people to do those kinds of things. Also, he's looking to transform and recover the city's culture, share diverse stories, diverse perspectives, create spaces for learning more about the history of minority groups in the city, and just building partnerships to address, some of the challenges, some of the racial challenges, technology challenges that the city has seen in the past year or so. A lot of CARES money, a lot of Issue 6 money is going to be used to help to do some of that. And council seemed very optimistic. Very, very appreciative of the mayor sharing all of these details.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot going on, and it sounds like he's got the right people in place to kind of proceed with all this. Like you mentioned, job development, getting some walking trails and parks involved, getting the culture and the diversity of the city, trying to boost all of that. That's a lot going on there. Were there any hard deadlines with any objectives attached to, anything? Are there any specifics, in that regard?
Well, they were very sort of general.
Okay.
General goals for the year 2021. So nothing real specific in terms of timeline.
Sure.
As you said, but, that's something that is sort of general goals for this coming year. And there are going to be some challenges. I mean, the city has seen that, a loss of income from income taxes. Now, property taxes, staying pretty steady, but you're going to see some loss from income taxes, especially when Bendix moves to Avon late next year. You're going to see a pretty hefty, $1.5 million loss there. And the city's income tax collections are down year over year from 2019. They're down a bit more than $2 million. The city's going to have some trouble, funding, some of these things that they would normally otherwise fund through income tax.
Wow. Interesting. Again, you can read all about this in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, another write-up that you had that I wanted to hit on here. The Cherry Ridge Golf Club was donated to the Lorain County Metro Parks. What are the details with this one, and, what's that golf club going to be used for?
Well, it's still going to be a golf course.
Okay.
And, I have to preface this by saying I'm not a big golf guy, despite having some Scottish background, some Scottish blood in my background, in the O'Brien family tree there. I'm not a big golf guy, but this sounds like a pretty good deal, because you have an 82-acre property, which as golfers who have played that course know, and probably a lot of people in the community as well, that's on West River Road North. It's just south of Valley of the Eagles. It's built kind of, in a little sort of floodplain there, sort of an oxbow bend in the river, surrounded on three sides by the Black River. It's a public course, 9 holes, par 35, and also just sort of east of Midway Mall there. Now, it has been owned by Cherry Ridge Golf Limited, which is itself owned by Bucky and Joanne Kopf, who are out of Avon Lake, and Bucky Kopf being a developer in the area, also owns Sweetbriar and Legacy Golf Courses in Avon Lake. And basically, Jim Zimnick, who's the director over at Lorain County Metro Parks, told me the other day that the Kopfs had been willing to sell Cherry Ridge to the Park District. The Park District kind of said, well, we don't know if we want to buy it. Well, Mr. Kopf then approached the Park District a couple months ago and said, how about I just donate the whole thing to you? So that's a pretty hefty donation. I would imagine that the property just itself, not being fully developed in terms of housing and utilities and that kind of thing, probably $200,000 donation right there. The Park District is going to continue using it as a golf course. Probably going to have a good number of high school and youth teams out there. Probably a couple of recreational leagues for adults. And for youth that will continue to work out there. The Park District has been able to keep fees down, especially at Forest Hills, which they also own and operate. They've been able to keep those courses public, and for the next 2 to 3 years, you're still going to be able to golf at Cherry Ridge. People are still going to be able to go out there and learn the game. I'm told it's not a really complicated course. I've never played it. Like I said, not a big golf guy, but it was interesting to learn a little bit more about kind of, how that is designed, how it's set up. And it might be, still a very good piece of sort of the golfing community. And then people can still go out there and hit the links after work or practice there for a team or just go out and have fun. And it's a place that, can be open from, April till like real early November. So you get a good chunk of your spring, summer and a little bit of fall play in there as well. So that's some good news. In the past several years, when we've had mostly bad news about a lot of the local courses, Emerald Woods closing down, Dragon Ranch down there in New Russia and Amherst Townships, that's permanently closed now. So you've seen some golf courses kind of go by the wayside and be turned over to residential development or commercial or industrial development, more so residential, in this area. but also drawing some more golfers from over in Cuyahoga County to Forest Hills, or you know, if they just kind of want to come out and you know and shoot nine at Cherry Ridge, you know, do something kind of easy just to keep their skills solid, is going to be a good thing for the parks and for Lorain County, and you know, and maybe people come out here and spend a little bit of money in Elyria going out to lunch, and again once the pandemic's all cleared up.
Yeah, absolutely. A low-key course to check out there. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there with some of the local courses not making it. It's cool to see this one stick around and still being used for golf. So very cool indeed there. Dave, any write-ups from you and the crew over there at the Chronicle to be on the lookout for this week?
Well, I was in court for part of the morning this morning on a Lorain murder case. So I'll have a full write-up on that. That happened back in March, and Austin Altomare is currently facing murder charges for the in the killing of his girlfriend, and he's pleaded not guilty. But I have a little bit of a write up on what happened in court, you know, today with that case. Also, we're going to have some more vaccine news. Getting back to the COVID-19 pandemic, have some more vaccine news. Discussions of kind of the rollout of the vaccine over the next several weeks. You know, the first Lorain County residents, mostly you know healthcare workers, those in long term healthcare. Or long-term, you know, just general medical care and nursing homes and that nature, will be getting the vaccine. First responders will start to get it, and we're going to see a lot more of that. And that news came out of the community protection team today, and I've been following the community protection team for the past couple of weeks. A gathering of health and you know city and government and county officials that have gotten together, hospital officials that have gotten together, executives to talk about. You know, what the best way is to kind of tackle the pandemic week to week and month to month.
All right. Check him out, ChronicleT.com, and over at the Chronicle Telegram, the latest and greatest from around Lorain County as far as the news goes. So, Dave, brings me to my favorite part of the week, man. And you prefaced this before we started recording here with, and I quote, "Oh, I've got a good one for you today, Rocco." So let's hear what you have for me in the way of scanner stories.
Well, I do not have a dateline on this one, so I cannot disparage yet another community that is not in Lorain County.
Rest easy, sorry, Parma. Rest easy.
Parma, you get a reprieve this week, but dateline unknown. Quote, 25-year-old male took a tube out of his body cavity that was placed there by a doctor.
Oh, that's the grossest one to date, Dave. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not our favorite, you know, nudity involved, you know, scanner story, you know, this particular week, but that does seem to be kind of gross. And, there was another notation, again, this was one of those from, our friends over at NeoScan, from the Northeast Ohio Scanner, but, another notation on this one that I'll leave you with was Proby Squad Run, you're up.
Oh my, Dave. Pleasure as always hearing the scanner stories, and a pleasure hearing the latest from around Lorain County from you and the rest of your crew over there at the Chronicle Telegram. I appreciate the time this week, man. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.